What's up, guys? Nathan here, and today I'm going to give you 9 pre-flop poker tips that every beginner needs to know. You're going to learn what hands to play, how much to raise, how much to re-raise, and tons more with step-by-step example hands, charts, and everything, so let's jump right into it. All right, guys, so pre-flop, before the flop, is one of the biggest questions that I get asked about from my students. As a 10-plus year pro myself, I know that this can be a complicated part of the game. You need to understand what hands to play and the general strategy, so we're going to walk you through it starting right now. So tip number 9, pre-flop poker tip for beginners, is to pay attention to your position. Guys, this is one of the biggest trouble spots that I've seen consistently throughout the years, especially with my students, is they fail to understand that not all seats at the poker table were created equal. In fact, there are vast differences statistically in your winnings. I put a chart on your screen right now. Hopefully you can see that most of your profits at the poker table, and I put a 6 max table on your screen, by the way, 6 player game. This is the most popular format in online poker, but most of your profit, guys, is going to come from 2 seats at the poker table, the cutoff and the button. Now, the button you're probably familiar with, that's the one with the dealer chip in front of you, and the cutoff is always going to be the seat directly to the right of that. So what's the point of all this, guys? Well, the point is that you, of course, want to play more hands from these seats because they are statistically the most profitable, and I should explain why are they the most statistically profitable. And that is because you are going to get to act last on the flop, turn, and river. Massive proven statistical advantage. You get to see what they do first, and then you get to react to them, meaning you get to get more bets in, more bluffs, or even fold your hand if you think you're beat. This is all going to end up giving you more profit at the poker table, which is the whole point. So guys, study this chart, make sure you know these seats, and we're gonna get into what hands to play in just a sec here, but let's move on to point number 8, which is to always raise first into the pot. So guys, RFI, this is a situation where nobody has taken any kind of action preflop. Nobody's limped, nobody's raised, nothing. You always want to be raising in this situation for the simple reason, guys, is that when you just limp, which means just calling the blind preflop, you are showing off your weakness to the entire table. You're saying to everyone, look guys, I'm weak. I don't have a really strong hand or else I would have raised, and you can just take advantage of me, as I'm gonna show you exactly how to do it in just 1 second here. Guys, you never want to do this. You want to take control of the pot right away. You want to put the table on notice that you're in charge and they are going to be a guest in your pot. This is one of the biggest ways that I've been able to get ahead consistently over the years as a professional poker player, is by taking charge right away, letting people know that this is my hand and you're going to be under a lot of consistent pressure throughout this hand, and I'm going to force you out of the pot later, and we're going to talk about that too. So example here, you have a King offsuit and $1, $2 cash cam, you should raise it to $6. Why $6? I recommend 3 times the big blind as a default in any kind of poker game, but we're going to have to adjust that up and down depending on the table conditions, and we're also going to discuss that shortly. But let's move on to pre-flop poker tip number 7, and guys, that's, as just mentioned, is to always raise up the limpers. So when somebody limps, which we just talked about how you never want to do that, but we're going to see lots of recreational players still doing this in today's games. When somebody limps, which again is just calling the blind, you should view this as free money. I look at this as somebody has simply just thrown their money on the table and it's there for me to pick up. It's my money now. So I'm going to raise them up with literally any kind of playable hand. I talk about this at length in my first book, Crushing the Micro Stakes. This is how I was able to create some of the highest winnings of all time, especially in low stakes cash games on the internet, is I will take anything remotely playable. Like for example, ace 8 of spades. Example once again from $1, $2 cash game. Somebody is limped. You should raise it up to $8. Now why $8? We just said $6 before. Guys, the reason why, as I talk about in the books, my free poker cheat sheet, by the way, I'll have links for everything in the description below. Why I bump it up a little bit more here is because you want to add 1 big blind to your raise per limper. So if there were 2 limpers here, I would make it $10. The reason why you want to do this, guys, is because you want to give them more incentive to fold. We're gonna talk about that actually in a second here, about how if you don't raise it enough, your pocket aces are gonna lose. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. But let's move on to point number 6 first, which is to 3-bet light versus the weak regs. All right, guys, so this is a little bit more of an advanced pre-flop tip for some of you guys who are beginners out there. You wanna be a little bit careful with this one, but once you start playing more and more poker and you get a little bit of experience under your belt, then this is one of these advanced strategies that you wanna be working into your game. So let me unpack this statement. What is a 3-bet? A 3-bet is the art of re-raising before the flop. So somebody's already raised it. For example, again, we'll just use a $1, $2 cash game because it's super simple. Say somebody has raised it to $6. You would be re-raising it here. And I would suggest 3 times once again as a default. So that would be $18. So a 3-bet is a re-raise pre-flop. What do you want to be doing it with? Well, you typically want to be doing this mostly with strong premium hands. For example, pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket queens, and ace king. Now, I want to be clear here. I'm talking about 100 big blind deep stack cash game mostly in this video. In tournaments, it's going to be a little bit different. If you're short stacked, like on a 20 big blind short stack late in a tournament, you're going to have to include a lot more hands than this. But in a typical 100 big blind cash game, which is also the case early on in tournaments, you also, in addition to these premium hands, you want to be light 3-betting sometimes. We call it light because you're going to be doing it with hands like Jack 10 of hearts, for example, or diamonds, spades, doesn't matter. We just picked hearts for this example, and you want to be doing it specifically versus the weaker regulars. Now, what does weak mean? Weak means a player who backs down a lot versus pressure. And what is a regular? A regular is one of these typical opponents that is watching videos like this, who takes the game seriously, you see day in and day out at the poker table. This is not one of the recreational players, the fish, who are also coming up later on in this list. This is a decent player, and players like this will often back down to a lot of pressures. If you're playing online poker, you can just use a HUD. I'll have links to the HUD that I use in the description below, and I always have the HUD stat fold to 3-bet percentage on my poker table screen, and I will often light 3-bet with a hand like this when I see one of these regular players who has a fold to 3-bet of 70% or more. If you're not using a HUD or you're playing in a live game in a casino, again, you just want to look for those tighter players, guys, who don't seem to be getting involved in the action very much and who do not go to showdown without a very strong hand. These are risk-averse players, guys, that can be bluffed all over the place, both pre-flop and post-flop. This has been one of my biggest profit sources in recent years, is exploiting this particular player type. But let's move on to pre-flop poker tip number 5. And now we're finally going to talk about what hands to actually play. So I put a chart on your screen here, and I've broken it down for you for 6-player poker games and 9-player poker games. Once again, 6-max, as it's called, is very popular in online poker these days, but often in live games and even online as well, you're often going to find 9 or 10 player games. Now, you want to have slightly different ranges in each game. I suggest playing the top 20% of your hands in a 6-player game and the top 15% of your hands in a 9-player game. And the hands in red are on your screen there that I suggest playing. As you can see, in both games, it is all pocket pairs, so that's pocket aces all the way down to pocket twos. It also includes nearly all Broadway hands, that is 2 cards, 10 and above, and a bunch of suited aces, suited connectors. But we are playing a few more hands, 5% more hands in a 6-player game. Why, you're probably asking. The reason why, guys, is because when there's less players at the table, the chances go down that somebody has something good. So therefore, we want to be getting more involved in the action because we can win a lot more pots when nobody has anything, because that is simply the nature of the game when there are less players at the table. But in a game like a 9-max or a 10-max, 10-player game, you want to be a little bit more tight because, of course, on the flip side, more people at the table means the chances go up that somebody has something good. So you want to have higher standards for your starting hand selection. Why do we play such a tight range? People are going to ask that right away. After all, this isn't very fun. This means 4 out of 5 hands, you're simply folding before the flop. That's boring. That's not fun, right? Well, guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but poker's not always fun, exciting, a big thrill ride. You know, that's what they show you on TV. That's what they show you on the Instagram or in these YouTube videos. The real blood and guts of a winning poker player. As somebody who's done this as a professional for over 10 years, I can tell you that this game is a job. It's boring. It requires a lot of discipline, a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, all that, you know, stuff we don't like to talk about these days. Guys, if you want to play a ton of hands, if you just want to splash around, you can go ahead. Most people do, and you're probably going to get most people's results in this game, which is not having much success. Most people lose at poker in the long run. It's not a very well-kept secret, but if you actually want to have long-term success in this game, guys, you need to have a disciplined pre-flop strategy, which includes only playing the strong hands that you see on your screen so that you give yourself a significant mathematical advantage when you enter the pot. Mic drop. Let's move on to tip number 4 for pre-flop poker, and and that is to target the fish. I have talked about this at length, guys, in these videos here on YouTube. By the way, make sure you subscribe so you never miss my new strategy videos. I've talked about this in all of my books, my training courses, everything for years and years, guys. And you can check it yourself if you're using a HUD online. Again, links for everything in the description below. Is that all of your profits, all the money in poker, guys, comes from the recreational players. It comes from the players who want to play 50% of their hands, like we just talked about how you shouldn't do that. Guys, these are the people who lose all the money. So I put an image on your screen here. This is from my online poker table, and I'm using a HUD, and you can see that the player that I've circled there in blue is the fish at the table. They're playing VPIP, stands for voluntarily put money in pot, technical term in poker for the percentage of hands they play, 55%. That's crazy. Remember, I just talked about how you don't want to do that. And this player has a PFR, which stands for preflop raise percentage of 18. So this player is simply going to be a losing player, a large losing player over the long run, because they're simply just playing way too many hands. You might also notice in this picture here, I'm on their direct left, which means that I get position on this player in every single hand, except the one where I'm in the small blind and they're in a button. But almost every single hand that gets played at this table, I have direct position on them. Guys, I've talked about this at length. If you want to win at poker, throw everything else out the window and focus on playing against these players and get on their direct left if possible. This is how I've made a career out of this game. It's not by studying all sorts of advanced theory and GTO or whatever the latest fad is. It's by doing what you see on your screen right now, getting on the left of the bad players and getting lots of pots with them. All right, guys, coming up on the end here, let's move on to preflop poker tip number 3, and the most important one's coming up. Aim for one caller. Guys, one of the biggest mistakes that I've seen so many beginner poker players and my students and stuff over the years making is they allow too many people in the pot. So guys, remember before I talked about using a 3x raise as your default in cash games, tournaments, what have you. Raise it up 3 times the big blind, and when you're re-raising, you can make it 3 times their raise size. Now guys, this is just a default strategy though. You do not want to be using cookie cutter approaches when you're at the poker table. This is another significant problem that a lot of people face these days, is they don't have any flexibility in their play. Guys, you always need to be adjusting to the table dynamics. Sometimes you need to raise it up 5 times the blind. Sometimes maybe just 2 times the blind. It totally depends on the players at the table. So what you need to do is to find the amount that is ideally going to get you one caller. You do not want 3 callers like you see on your screen here, because your pocket aces, as you guys can see, is now a statistical underdog. You are only 46% to win this hand. You're gonna lose the majority of the time here. People complain to me all the time about how their pocket aces lose so much, and it's often because they allow too many people in the pot like this by either trying to get tricky by limping or slow playing, or just raising or re-raising too little. Guys, you do not want a situation like this. Raise it to the amount in your games that is ideally going to get you one caller. Even if everyone folds, that's fine. It's not a crime, guys, to just take it down preflop. What you don't want is a situation like this where the whole table gets involved and you wind up losing a big pot with your pocket aces. Guys, make them pay. Find the amount that works. Sometimes that's going to be a lot more than the standard advice that you get out there. All right, guys, so preflop poker tip number 2 is to just call versus the aggressive players. This is the number 1 player type people ask me about. In fact, one of my most popular videos here on the channel is how to play optimally versus aggressive poker players. You can check that out. But guys, the biggest point here is to don't fight fire versus other aggressive, bluffy poker players. That's exactly what they want you to do. You're just playing right into their game. What you want to do instead is just flat call them, ideally in position. Remember, we talked about that before, how the button and the cutoff are by far the most profitable seats at the table, because you're gonna get to act last on the flop, turn, and river, the post-flop streets. So with a hand like pocket eights, for example, this is a hand where if I'm on the button and an aggressive player who I know is likely to want to get into one of these raise, re-raise wars with me, I'm just going to flat call when they raise preflop. I'm not going to re-raise them here because I don't want to deal with their 4-bet when they re-raise me again. I want to keep the size of the pot smaller with a good hand like pocket eights, but pocket eights is not strong enough to go all in, which we're going to talk about in 1 second here. So in a spot like this, guys, when you got a hand like pocket eights, jack 10 suited, ace 10 suited, all of these sort of middle of the road hands, and you're up against one of these highly aggressive, crazy players who likes to bluff, guys, don't play into their game. Just call. Keep the size of the pot small before the flop, and hopefully you can smash the flop, but if not, you can outplay them with the benefit of position. I've got a ton of videos on the channel with advanced post-flop strategies. We're talking about pre-flop today, so I'm not going to get into those, but you can check those out. Let's move on to pre-flop poker tip number one to get you guys crushing in your poker games, and that is to only go all in with premium hands. Guys, people ask me this all the time. What hands should you go all in with pre-flop, risking your entire stack? Typically, guys, in a 100 big blind cash game or early on in tournaments, which also have roughly around 100 big blinds, you should only be willing to go all in with a few hands like pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket queens, and ace king. Now, I'm assuming you're playing against a regular decent player. If you're up against some sort of crazy maniac player, you need to, of course, widen your range a little bit more. You can get in there with pocket jacks, pocket tens, ace queens, stuff like that. Most of the players, guys, in today's games are decent. Again, they're trying to win. They're studying the game. They're watching videos like this. They're not going to just go all in, guys, with a hand like King 9. Those players, maybe they're around 20 years ago, but that's not the state of modern poker. So you don't want to be making the mistake, guys, of going all in with a hand like Ace Jack, even if it's suited, or a hand like Pocket 9s. Versus most tight regulars in today's games, they're just going to flip over the bad news, guys. They're going to show you the ace king, they're going to show you the pocket queens, and you're going to be a significant underdog. Now, I want to be crystal clear here. Once again, I'm talking about 100 big blind cash games or the early stages of tournaments. If you are deep in a tournament, you have 20 big blinds, 30 big blinds, the strategy is totally different. You can't sit around waiting for pocket aces and pocket kings in a situation like that. Yes, you need to go all in many situations with your ace 10, with your pocket eights, and hands like that.
I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.